From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Saturday, August 31st, 2019. And it is the last day of the dog days of podcasting. Let me repeat that. This is the last day of the dog days of podcasting. Yeah. All right, kill it. Yeah, there's your morning zoo for the evening. I am up in Douglas City, sitting on the front porch by myself. The dogs are in the house. I brought two of the dogs. The wife is coming up tomorrow. She's bringing the rest of the dogs. The view from my front porch, or the deck here, is a big mountain full of trees. And it is so gorgeous. I got here about 9 a.m. this morning. I would have got here earlier, but I stopped at Walmart. I can't resist stopping at that place. I got another Yeti koozie, Yeti knockoff koozie, and some miscellaneous household items. When I got here, immediately got to work, put the kitchen table or the dining room table together from IKEA. I mounted the TV on the wall and hooked up my phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot. And I got a notice that tonight when I was eating dinner, I cooked some steaks on the grill by myself and shared it with the dogs. I got a message on my phone saying, you've used 75% of your mobile hotspot data for the month, and your speed is going to decrease to 125 or 128 megabytes or something like that. I don't know what that speed that is, so I had no idea you're limited. So I may have to buckle down or bite the bullet and order internet up here in the mountains, which... that's an expense that I can't really afford. Hold on, let me take a sip of this fine Pacifico. I got a refrigerator with a 12-pack of Pacifico and a half of a 6-pack of Coronas. And this is about the fifth one of the day. They taste better in the woods for some reason. Took the dogs for a walk up in the hills. And that was this morning. We were walking up there and... I spooked a jackrabbit. I thought this thing was a deer. This was the biggest jackrabbit I have ever seen in my life. It was as big as one of my dogs, and I shit you not, the thing must have been 25 pounds and probably about 2 feet long. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe I saw this fucking thing, man. But that was encouraging. That means there's wildlife up in the backyard, and I found... all kinds of weird animal scat in the woods. One piece of animal scat looked like it was full of acorns, which tells me maybe that's deer scat or bear. What other animals eat acorns? I mean, it could be squirrel, but it's too big to be squirrel. So I'm thinking it might be some deer walking around up there. I don't know. I checked the trail cam this morning when I got here, and there was nothing on it. Because it looks like the SD card fell out somehow. I don't know if somebody took it out or if I put it in wrong. So I have it up there in the tree now, and we'll see what it's like in the morning. I also practiced shooting the arrow, and I did pretty well. What else did I do today? Went into town, went to the bar, had a beer, and... some chicken wings, and just pretty much farted around all day, and the day flew by. I wish I could be here all the time. But that's going to take a while. There's two things that can happen for me to be here all the time. I can get a job up, I can get a lot of work up here, Or you can donate to the show, friends. All right. Just so peaceful up here. I'm going to get up in the morning. Well, when I get done with this, I'm going to take the dogs for a walk. The sun's finally going down and it's cooling off. It was a scorcher up here today. So I pretty much stayed in the house most of the day doing stuff. And now I'm going to take the dogs for a walk in the down the street and maybe to the river, and then come back and upload this episode. All right, friends. I hope you enjoyed this month of Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it next year or not. If you want me to, let me know. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I'll be back next week with a regular show. I think I'm doing a Mad at Dad on Tuesday as well. Tiffany is Monday. And Tim Binder, I think, got me on the list. He's playing the Great American Music Hall, which is a club. And I'm going to try to get back in time to go to that. If I go to that, maybe I'll do a show review of Tiffany. Or maybe I'll be able to talk to her. Who knows? All right, friends. I'm going to close out with a brand new Jesse Malin song. He's got a new album that I don't think it might be out, but it's coming out soon if it's not out now. It's called Sunset Kids. And the song I'm going to play is called Chemical Heart. I'm thinking of doing a track by track of this album. I'm not sure what to think about the whole album. It's got three songs that feature Lucinda Williams and one song that features Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. I'll talk about that if and when I do the track by track. I have some complaints about that. All right. The song I'm going to play for you is called Chemical Heart. Thank you for listening, friends. I was going to say I'll talk to you tomorrow. Maybe I'll do an extra bonus episode. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe I'll go hunting and kill an animal. Then I'll have to do an emergency episode. Somebody posted on the Weaverville or on the Trinity County News and Alerts that somebody missed a deer and shot the arrow through its snout. And they posted a picture of it. And it was really disturbing looking. They managed to tranquilize the deer and pull the arrow out. They broke the arrow off and pulled it out and gave it some antibiotics, and now the deer's doing fine. So I'm glad to hear that, and I feel bad for the person who missed the deer. That's my biggest fear of why I'm afraid to let go of that arrow if I see a deer. I want to make sure I have a great shot, because I do not want to be that guy who puts an arrow through a deer's snout. That will just break my heart to do that. And you say, oh, that breaks your heart, Butler. Why are you going to even shoot a deer then? Well, because I am a meat eater, as Stephen Ranella says. All right, friends. Here's Chemical Heart from Jesse Malin. I'll talk to you soon.
They say you got a chemical heart. To try to prove it different is the hardest part. They say it's on the tip of your tongue. You've been making up excuses since you were young. I don't want to be your babysitter. I don't want to be your 5 a.m. I don't want to be your Jake LaMotta. I don't want to date your ex-best friend. You're standing on the edge of the world. You're walking down the street like this year's girl. I'm calling it a chemical crime. You got a lot of nothing, but it's mine, mine, mine. Say na, na, na. Na, na, na. I don't want to be your Argentina. I don't want to be your remote control. Your Bernie Taupin. I don't wanna be your stepping stone. They say you got a chemical kiss. You're breaking down the atoms to get your fix. You're looking like a knife in the heart. Wishing that it's different is the hardest part. Singing na na na. Sleeping on the floor, a permanent vacation, crying in the shower stall. I don't wanna be your ivory tower. I don't wanna be your broken home. I don't walk you home.
Say you got a chemical heart. Try to prove it different is the hardest part. I'm calling it a chemical crime. You got a lot of nothing, but it's mine, mine, mine.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.